Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 2, we taught that we should always seek to have a more personal knowledge of the Lord. Be ready to write some notes today. To my friend, what a great name that is, the name of Jesus. Is that name great to you? Is it great to you? Yes. He is a wonderful Savior, and He loves you. If persecuted and hated, and called a hater for standing for Christ, remember, in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 16, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this behalf. You remember when they were being really basically stoned, beat the disciples. They were beaten and they walked out glorifying God. They thought they were worthy to receive this beating. Don't be ashamed of being falsely accused or persecuted. Jesus was, and so were all the apostles. Don't fret and be ashamed that you are the object of gossip by fellow Christians and other busybodies or church people who just simply reject you and your testimony. See, keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. Have eternity set in your heart. Rest on His promise. And what can we say? Great is your reward in heaven. Oh, do you have confidence? Are you persuaded? Do always that is biblically right and truly holy. Oh, how great God's gift of grace is. Especially in Romans 6:23. For the wages, what we have earned, what we have come to us, the wages of sin is death. I've earned it to go to hell. But the gift, something that's not earned, but paid for by someone else, that gift, the gift of God, is eternal life through Jesus Christ because He paid it all. So don't be ashamed of association with Jesus Christ. And secondly, don't be ashamed to draw near to God and seek to gain more knowledge of His person, of His inner being, to know Him personally. You know, if you and I were to spend a year together, and it's just us, we went fishing together every day, and maybe we went hunting, and we did a lot of things. We sat down, we read the Bible together, and we discussed the things of life together, and we just did all those things. We get to know each other pretty well inside and out, maybe living in the same house and all that. We get to know one another. More than just acquaintance. More than just the friend that you see at work every day or someone you see at church each week. Perhaps even more than just the best friend that is a neighbor. Oh, no. You get to know the person so much more. My friend, as we get in the Word and we meditate therein, we'll get to know the Lord just so much better. You know, that ought to be the goal of every Christian. Why? For the joy that is set before us. So as we draw closer to God, the gift of the knowledge of the Lord that he is good comes out. Look in verse 27. He says here in Joel 2, "And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed." Oh, what God wants to do for us. He wants to be in our midst. And he's the creator God. And he's preparing a place for us. And if he's gone to prepare a place for us, he said he'd come again, receive us unto himself, that where he is, there we may be also. What a great God we have. You know, the Bible talks about reward. It says that we'll count the loss. Jesus said, "Him that hath the one, take it from him, and give it to him that hath the ten. The one hid it in the ground. The other one took his five and increased it to ten." The Lord says, "Take it from him that hath the one, and give it to him that hath the ten." And I believe there'll be people in heaven that'll be able to look and see there was a reward. The Lord just doesn't destroy the reward, you see. It's an eternal reward. It's an eternal thing that never loses its effect. You know, you buy a brand new car. Boy, it's a shiny car and expensive, runs just so well. But over the period of time, it starts to have problems and brakes problems and then engine problems, tire problems and all this. Cost you this, cost you that. But nothing was like it the day that you bought it when it brought such a joy to your heart and you're so proud of it. You know what? When we get to heaven, the reward he gives will never lose anything like the car does. Not a bit. But what a shame when that reward that God had planned for you must be given to someone else because you were ashamed to do his will. Oh. Oh. How terrible is that? How terrible is that? In the millennium, the whole world will know that he is in the midst of Israel. Our goal now, for an example, a visitor walks into your church, or my church, maybe he watches our church services on the internet, maybe they meet us and they know of us. But I want them, when they walk into our church, to know the Lord is here. Emmanuel, God with us. Sometimes I've seen people that have money and they give very well. And others who were quite busy. Suddenly they get disgruntled and they take off and they go somewhere else. And you hate to lose them, and you feel bad about it, and you still love them. Even though they may not love you, as the Apostle Paul said, "The more I love, the less I be loved." But you care. And it hurts. And you don't understand it, and yet you'll find that someone comes into the church, and that spirit of opposition, that spirit of criticism, that ungodly spirit, is not there. And there's a Holy Spirit of power and love and sound minded that has come in. And they'll say, "No, God's here. God's here. Emmanuel. God with us." You see, the first step is knowing he is in the midst. And that's what Israel would learn when they repent. I cannot overcome sin of myself. I know, I can tell you this, I know where I would be today without him. But everywhere we go, we need to know he is in us. We are the temples of the Holy Spirit. If you're a Savior, temple of the Holy Spirit, allow him to manifest himself. Don't be ashamed of him anywhere you go. Don't allow him to be quenched in your life. Rather, allow Him to be manifested through you wherever you are. Don't grieve His name. Don't grieve His person. Never be ashamed to proclaim that great name, the name of Jesus. Oh, what a blessed name that is. Now, do not allow the unholy to desecrate your Christianity. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1, we read the following. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. You see, I believe that the pursuit of holiness has been lost in most Christians and in most local churches. Yet this ought to be ongoing in our life. You see, a lot of people want to remove standards and call them legalistic, but to be truthful with you, he says, to cleanse yourself from all filthiness of the flesh. You're not talking about your body being dirty from being outside and working in the shoveling or something like that. No, he's talking about the fleshly thing. Flesh and spirit. And there's even a personal responsibility for us to cleanse ourselves. Now, we go to Him for the blood of cleansing, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. We know that by His Word. If you know He is in the midst of your life, and you walk according to His Word, then there is blessed assurance. He is there. Therefore, do not turn to the flesh. Don't turn to the flesh to do the work of God or find solutions in your life. We need to see in verses 12 through 18 and see that His manifest presence comes when we fast, pray, watch, and separate from sin. You know, a lot of people know what fasting is and praying, but they don't know what watching is. Watching is those times you stay up all night. You're seeking God and you're watching just like a guard would watch the city to see if there was any evil trying to work its way in. And you're out there looking, watching, and protecting. That's why James 4:4 says, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity? Active opposition to that is enmity with God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world, that is the world system, my friend, whosoever will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. That's what God said.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
Foundation for the Bible stands.